Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Call us at 888-723-4630, and if you call, I've got three more. The next three callers with something significant to say or to ask will receive. I mean, you just can't call and say, I called, give me the prize.
Yeah, you got to do something.
Make yourself useful.
Exactly.
You'll get one of the last three of these very cool stamps that came from Cheryl's desk.
And we're going to be dishing a listing in just a moment from Renee in Patrick Springs, Virginia. But first, now it's time for our research report with Aaron Show, brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. And I must say, before we go to Aaron, that Matt Prasad is no longer with Terapeak, which is very sad for all of us. We were friends. But the good news is Aaron Show is here. A new guy to
us. Hi, Griff. Hi, Lee.
Hi.
How you doing? Aaron, what you got for us today?
Two things we want to tell you about today. The first one is that both of them have to do with the holiday season, I should say, which is for sellers now underway and just about to get underway for everyone else. And first, we want to talk about the holiday film season. And in particular, it's really kicking off with the Peanuts movie, which is going to premiere on November 6th. So in just a moment. And while this may seem like a silly kids movie or the sort of thing that many sellers wouldn't take into account, Peanuts is actually a $4 million market annually on eBay. It averages over 20,000 items sold monthly. And if you've got Peanuts stuff to sell, this is a great time to take advantage of that brand. We're seeing Anchor Hocking mug sets going for over $1,600, sets of Lego bobbleheads for over $400, Peanuts ornaments from the Danbury Mint, whether these are featuring Snoopy or Charlie Brown, for the more ornate versions, they're selling in the hundreds, as are complete sets from even recent years, 2011, 2012. And so, you know, it's a great time to take advantage of some of the traditional brands out there as we head into the holiday film season. Another one that's coming up, the Star Wars film, which will hit theaters in December. That's an even bigger market. That's over $80 million a year on eBay and averaging over 230 items monthly. And if you're in a position to source some of these goods or find collectibles that have to do with Star Wars, this is going to be a huge year for Star Wars. We're seeing all kinds of action figures from across the fray, so especially vintage characters, Jawas, Darth Vader, Han Solo, anything in collectible condition is selling for thousands, up to over $10,000 recently. A Jawa in its original packaging just sold for $12,500. Movie posters and
whoopee.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just, I think people are falling in love with Star Wars all over again. There's demand out there. It's in the stores, and it's going to be a big holiday season. You know, the film's anticipated to be a bit of a return to form for the franchise. So even things like movie posters, poster collections, trading cards, we're seeing some of the better examples sell in the $5,000 to $10,000 range for vintage stuff. Bigger picture, Star Wars items in general this year are going to be hot. So whatever you've got that might tie into that, whatever you can source, it's also a great time to get current merchandise and file them away for sales down the road. We anticipate that a lot of what's going to happen this year is going to be collectible in the future. So if you're in that mindset as a collector, it's a great time to start looking in that direction. And, you know, in general, we have some other films coming up this year that are going to also be sort of brands that are sellable and marketable. So, and things that maybe people don't often think about, like Alvin and the Chipmunks, which is not often regarded as one of the great memorable classics of culture sort of broadly. And yet we're seeing Alvin and the Chipmunks lunchboxes going for $150 to $200 in some cases.
Oh, baby, geez. Sets is
100.
Yeah, how about James Bond? I'm going to see the new James Bond movie next Wednesday.
Well, what I would tell you is log into Terapeak and see what's selling, because there are some big brands happening this year in the holiday film season, and a lot of them are brands that are marketable. And even if it doesn't seem like something that you can tie into at first, if it's, you know, if you're wondering whether some of the goods you have might be able to tie into one of these brands if they've had a presence before on television or the big screen, take a look and see what they're worth. We anticipate a big year in terms of the film season and merchandising. And, you know, speaking of merchandise and the film season, you know, the holiday film season really coincides with the holiday selling season, which is now upon us, especially for sellers. It's time to start prepping for your Black Friday sales and Cyber Monday sales. So we just wanted to remind sellers in general that it's time to sort of pull your socks up, get your stuff together. It's that time of year. Know your inventory so that you can be prepared to price and reprice and move product as the market fluctuates in late November and early December. Have all your product photos ready. Get your listings prepared. We want to remind everybody that in general, historically, for Black Friday and Cyber Monday, one-day listings and three-day listings that are fixed price have done the best. Buyers seem to like that little nudge. They like to feel like they're getting a limited-time deal. Do your product research using Terapeak so that you know that that's for sure the case for your product. But in general, those shorter listings do well. And we also want to remind people that buyers are looking for deals on Black Friday. We're starting to see searches on eBay already for Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Historically, Black Friday is a better keyword if you want to promote during that period. And we're seeing that again this year with many more Black Friday listings and sales already happening. You know, it's time to start prepping and get ready.
We're ready.
We're ready, Aaron. Thank you so much.
Ready. Thank you, Aaron. That's our new person from Terapeak, Aaron Cho. And we appreciate it. You sounded good, Aaron. Good job.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you so much. Of course, that was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. You ready to do another listing dish?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, let's go for it. Renee in Patrick Springs, Virginia. Known on eBay as Robert 12, Robert 23. First time caller, Griff. Is that really your eBay name, Renee?
Yes. Well, I have a store name that's different than that.
Okay, so it's Robert 12, Robert 23.
Yes.
Okay, so here is the listing number, Griff.
Okay.
It is 2818-4670-5810. Again, that's 2818-4670-5810.
Huh. Okay. 2818... Is this a Neue Esther?
No.
Zaf Polster, Old Polster Kissen für Marshall Major Kopfhörer of Headphone?
No.
Yeah, then I got the wrong item number.
Wait, okay. 2818-4670-5810. There you have it.
I must have made a typo. Oh, yeah, okay. I got a German listing, and I thought, oh, interesting. Sehr interessant. This is a 12-piece set dinner salad plates mugs 12 days of Christmas Johnson Brothers gift. Okay.
That's a pretty good title.
It is. It's a 12-piece set. Let me see for a minute.
Okay.
I can't see a
12-piece set.
Yeah, you should have a photo showing the whole set.
I have another one. I change them out when I relist them. That way I have a different photo each time.
Why do you do that?
I just heard it was better. You give them a different photo, see
no,
like a
it's
different
not.
Angle of it.
No, not necessarily. No. An important photo would be showing the entire set as opposed to pieces of the set. So your first photo should be of the entire set. So that people who may be missing the title aren't confused, saying, wait a minute, I thought you said 12 pieces. The photo's only showing me one setting.
Three, yeah.
Yeah, you want to have all of them
the
in the picture.
The photos lack brightness.
Contrast.
Contrast.
Right.
Okay.
There's a contrast issue. I would just up the contrast either on your camera or prior to editing. And how are you lighting these? What are you using for light?
Well, I use a daylight bulb in my photo room.
Okay.
I actually tried taking the pictures with a white background, but it was just too much white.
It's really too much.
Detail of the plate.
No, I think your background's okay. The light is coming from one direction only, and it's a little harsh. You need more diffuse light coming from at least two, preferably three directions. So that you get a more natural look.
Remind us of what diffused means. So
it means
know.
That it's not it's well it's it's not coming from one direct source. The way that most lights work today, they're that are diffusers, like a softbox. They have a piece of translucent material in front of them so that the bulb, the light going through, is diffused as opposed to being direct from
yeah.
one source, and it gives you a much better overall lighting. They're not
yeah,
bad.
I've
seen...
I try not to use the brightness adjusting on the eBay because I noticed that it takes away from the actual look of the picture. Sometimes they don't look exactly how they look.
Right.
I like to give them like the real photos and not...
I agree with you. It's hit and miss, but sometimes that eBay lightener does work.
Right. Well, the yeah. problem with having one light source is it's not... It's not. It's giving you a one-dimensionality to the photos, and you're seeing the shadows behind them. It's you can make these look even more appealing, and,
okay.
and that's important. You want the buyer to look at them and go, those are beautiful. And right now, I can see what they are, but they're not flattering the item. The lighting's not flattering the item.
Okay.
So I would do that. And again, I've seen much worse photos, so please don't be insulted.
I think these are actually some of my worst ones I've actually taken, too.
Oh, well, we're on the upward trend, then.
Stay with us.
Stay with us, because we're going to take a short break and come right back. This segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Up next, our very last segment of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's endicia.com/eBay Radio.
Oak trees, skyscrapers, eBay. Big things start small, including your business. eBay started in Pierre Amadiar's living room. Now, eBay is celebrating 20 years of small business with Big Things Start Small at ebay.com/big. There you'll find inspiring seller success stories, informative articles and videos, and other useful resources to help you grow your business. So think big and sign up to be part of something big at ebay.com/big.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from t-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 343.
Here's a tip on taking pictures from Charmin of Birmingham, Alabama. Known on eBay as Jasmine's Attic. She says there's nothing better than natural light.
I would be listing at night under the best light I could find. And the pictures look good, so I put them on. When I was packing them up in the day by my window with natural light, I would see a tiny stain. It's a pinpoint, but it's there.
Yeah.
I would have seen this if I had examined it in the sunlight before I listed. Don't trust inside light, no matter how good your pictures look, because you're not going to see certain things once you take it out into the sun.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
Today's closing segment is brought to you by Campaign Go, helping you master your sales. We're dishing a listing, and it's Robert 12, Robert 23, otherwise known as, her store name is L-A-R-J Bargains, and we have a dinner set we're looking at, and it's a holiday theme, 12 days of Christmas, and it's an auction with a buy it now, and we talked a little bit about the photos. We didn't really talk about the title. I don't see anything wrong with the title necessarily. I think it's got the right words in it for finding the item.
Right. What about the word gift on the end?
I don't know. I mean, I don't. Do people search on the word gift?
I don't think so.
Well, I thought if maybe like they typed in Christmas gifts or...
Could be.
Well,
and this is a beautiful set. It is the 12 Days of Christmas. It's got all the little, you know, things on it.
Yeah. I'm going to type in Christmas gift.
And I, while you're doing that, I...
Yeah, go ahead.
I love her description.
Yeah.
Very neat, to the point.
500, a half a million listings show up. So.
That say Christmas gift?
Yep. One of the things I would suggest, and I know it's probably easier the way you're doing it now, you're photographing from above. You're putting these on a table, and you're standing above them. Am I correct?
Yeah.
So it's a bit of an odd way to photograph anything, including China. It's not flattering. I would consider setting up a table against a wall where you can maybe tape or tack the fabric and drape it over the table and shoot perpendicular to the surface of the earth. So it looks more like a table setting, but you know, put the plates in the back against the wall, you know, leaning them up against, and then arrange the china. That always looks better. I never really talked a lot about this, but photographing from above, in this the way that you're doing now, it's not as professional. It's not flattering for the items themselves.
Yeah. Well, actually, like if you're looking
there's
at
one, the mugs are perfect. The mugs are much better that way.
Yeah, well, if you're looking at the pictures of the plates and stuff, those aren't actually taken from above. Those were actually, did how you said, I did set them.
And they're much better.
All, and I went angled straight at them.
Yeah, oh, I see the six lords a-leaping.
Yeah, and that's better. It's that second picture is the one I'm focused in on. Which it doesn't really work very well that way. But I think if you want some specific, or you want to show us what you're doing with the photos after you've reworked them, send them to us, and
we'd like to see it.
Yeah, we'd like to see it.
Or you come back on and have a re-dish.
I might do that because as y'all are talking about it, I don't like my pictures anymore.
God bless you. And now you've got feedback. Your feedback is important to us. If you're completely satisfied with your purchase, please remember to leave positive feedback. You know, we're not crazy about that.
Yeah, we don't like, we recommend against talking about feedback in your description. It actually telegraphs to a buyer that your feedback is really important, maybe more important than their experience.
But so, I want to congratulate her.
Yes.
108 feedback score. So she's fairly new.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
You're doing pretty good. Okay?
Yeah.
What do you think we should give her?
I'm going to say 4.8.
That's exactly what I was thinking. 4.8. It's pretty good, Renee. And Renee gets a gift.
Send me your shipping address. Send it to the email address, griff@ebay.com, griff@ebay.com, and I will send you one of these fancy-dancy eBay stamps.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
And thank you so much for calling today and for everyone
who called
in today. We had such a good time, and I have a very quick question that came in, Griff, with the email, and he actually called also, but we didn't have time to put him on.
Go ahead.
He's asking a really quick question. Carl from Concord, California, asking, is it better to have a plain text listing as opposed to one in HTML?
I think it's...
Okay, he made the change from plain text to HTML, and he said his listing views have dropped by 25%.
I don't think that's the reason.
Okay.
I think... What's important is the text is readable. I don't know what he means directly by HTML. You can mark up the text when you're using the eBay text editor on the Sell Your Item page for things like bold or italic. What we're concerned about and what we recommend is that your text have one typeface, Hopefully not too many different sizes. You want maybe a header can be a little better. Use bold and italic with finesse. Don't you overuse it, and don't use different colors.
There you have it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sending in that email. Okay, so why don't we go to the event calendar very quickly?
Go ahead.
Okay, we've got on the 9th Westchester eBay and e-commerce sellers group. That's from 1 to 2:30 p.m., 11-9, and it's at DeCiccio's Market Cafe, 17 Maple Street in Armonk, New York. That's on the 9th. On the 11th, New England eBay and e-commerce sellers group, a night of sharing. It's going on from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m., and it's at Roundabout Diner Lounge in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Also on that same night, Raleigh e-commerce and eBay sellers group, Bring Your Biggest Challenge, 6 to 8 p.m., Panera Bread in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's on 6201 Glenwood Avenue. And the Chicago area eBay and e-commerce sellers group on that same evening, Wednesday, November 11th, which is also Veterans Day, by the way.
Yes.
6 to 9 p.m. It's at Jimmy's Char House, 1180 West Devon Street, Elk Grove Village, Illinois.
Fantastic.
Okay. And nice day today. Gave away a lot of gifts. Said goodbye to
Yes, we did.
Cheryl.
This segment was brought to you by Campaign Go. We'll be live on Tuesday, November 10th, with our regular eBay radio show at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication Global Food for Thought.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With three eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to CampaignGo.com.
You work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where BubbleFast comes in. BubbleFast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and BubbleFast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
When it comes to shipping software, you've got plenty of options, but only ShipStation has been voted the number one choice of online sellers. That's because ShipStation makes shipping faster and easier than anybody else. ShipStation lets you automate and customize pretty much everything, from importing and processing orders to mixing and matching carriers. You can brand shipping labels with your logo, product photos, FAQs, do wireless printing, and a lot more. You can even include a return label. You're not tied to your computer either. ShipStation lives in the cloud and offers the first shipping software mobile app, so you can ship from anywhere, anytime, at the discounted rates you come to expect. Add it all up, and it's easy to see why ShipStation is number one among online sellers. Get a 30-day free trial at ShipStation.com.